Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. I just noticed Hoff, who had the sausage, egg, and cheese before.
Yep.
I look across the screen right now.
What's he eating now?
Eating a bagel with cream cheese now.
Yes, I'm a raisin.
I mean Hoff.
Come on, a sausage, egg, and cheese and a bagel is on 12:30. I say this because I'm jealous. Yes, I wish I could have eaten the sausage, egg, and cheese. And by the way, I heard that Boomer did not even get a sausage, egg, and cheese this morning. Apparently, they only brought two.
No, and Hop got his grubby fingers on one?
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe that's why Boomer didn't get it.
Apparently, what happened is, I'm not going to name names.
We will eventually.
Somebody grabbed one of the two that were there.
Hop.
Boomer went out to look. It was not there.
Oh, boy.
Somebody placed it back after the fact, realizing they didn't indeed want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Hoff went by and scooped it.
He's got it. Out there.
So it was stolen twice.
Yes, I believe somebody took it initially, and then you just happened to go by and saw it. And I was like, oh here's a sausage.
Listen, that's a community table. You know that.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I learned a lesson, too. So when I come down the hall back in 2013, I don't know the rules at The Fan. I'm just kind of being me.
Right.
And Craig's obviously here, Boomer. They always had food in their office. And I don't know. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I just started a national network, and they bring breakfast every day. So I'm really not trying to be an ass. I'm just assuming that it's okay for me to walk in. Yeah, walk in the first time or two. I think Eddie may have even been in there. Hey, what's up, Eddie? I just walk in. Yeah. I go over to the bag. I start cutting things up. Dude, like, it's my office. Like, in hindsight, and eating their food. I'm like, what? Like, nobody really, I think they were making fun of me on the air. Nobody really said anything like a jerk, but it was quickly established, like, number one, this is not your office, and number two, this is not your food.
That's great, the unwritten rules. Oh, man, BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019. I can still picture you doing that as well.
Just walking in
there. Oh, this is great. And then you learn quickly, like, oh, I guess we don't get breakfast here every single day.
BT and Sal. Like, we get paid.
BT and Sal on The Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. All right, we've been talking Knicks the majority of the day. In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app. We'll continue the conversation until we say goodbye. Chris is in Flemington, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. So thanks for having me on. Isn't it possible, don't you think for a minute, that maybe this whole Knicks coaching search isn't a chaotic mess? Maybe it's just the opposite? For the reason that BT said a couple hours ago, that this is a great job, right? You got an owner who's willing to pay. You play in the Mecca, a city that goes wild when the team is good.
Mm-hmm.
You got two all-stars in the starting lineup. You got two wings that can defend and shoot, right? It's a good job, and right now it's the only opening in the NBA.
Yep.
Right? So what's Leon Rose? He's an agent. He's not just an agent. He's a super agent. He knows how to negotiate.
Well, he's not an agent anymore, though.
Well, but that's his
background. Yep.
Right?
Go ahead.
So if he had a blue chip free agent client, right, that comes up for free agency, which is equivalent to what this opening is right now based on the market, he's not going to shop him with one team, right? He's going to cast a wide net, which is what they're doing, in my opinion, including making it a 10-horse race, not a 1 or 2-horse race.
Yeah, I don't feel that, Chris. Chris, you could ultimately... Now, but, yep, go ahead. Finish up. You're good. You're good.
But no. So with what you just had on about... Let's use Jason Kidd as the example. The Knicks reach out to the Mavericks, right? And they want to talk about Jason Kidd. What do you think their answer is going to be? What's their first response going to be?
It's going to be no, right? To drive up the negotiation.
To drive up the negotiation and maybe bring Jason Kidd back to Dallas and say, hey, listen, guys, I'm interested in the job.
Yeah. No, I think but Nick, Chris, pardon me, Chris, thank you for the call. One thing that I think that you're missing is that, yes, I believe that it could still work out well for the Knicks. I think what's very confounding and really makes me uneasy as a Knicks fan is that it just seems, until there's counter evidence, that they were hasty, or ownership was hasty, or I'll leave it open. They got rid of a really good coach, albeit one that I would have fired as well, without a definitive plan. They're just knocking on door after door after door, and it should be wrapped up by now.
The only reason why I would have been even open to the idea of making that move with Tibbs at this point was, okay, you want to win a championship, there's a championship head coach out there with Mike Malone. And if you wait till in season with Tibbs and it doesn't go right, you might lose the opportunity to hire Malone.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously not the case.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't even seem they want Malone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.